Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Carton, fourth annual TikTok Stop Golf Tournament at Trump in Briarcliff Manor, 625. And a young man named Jerry Recco joins us as the rain has stopped. Loving it. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. We're brought to you by Infinity of Massapequa, family-owned and operated since their inception in 1989. Shop 24/7 at infinityofmassapequa.com. Yankees, White Sox in Chicago last night, and the Yankees got a home run, but it was not from Aaron Judge or Gary Sanchez or even Brett Gardner or anybody of that like. Instead, how about Tyler Austin?
Austin drills one to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Oh.
Tyler Austin is his first home run of the year.
Yeah.
His second RBI, both tonight. Austin powers one in the left field seats.
Get it?
And the Yankees now take a 4-1 lead.
Boops, you did there.
Yeah,
Austin
I thought, yeah, I heard
you
it.
You Austin Powers.
I heard it.
To play off the very well-known movie of Austin Powers.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
And then he had balsamic vinaigrette on a salad.
John's
watching his waistline a little bit. On you know,
man.
So am I, Carton.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Balsamic vinaigrette. What is that?
I don't know what he's doing. He's basically
talking a shopping list.
Yes.
Yes. He was doing he's doing a cooking show on Hallmark Channel right after the Kiddie Bowl this year.
Oh, almond nut butter.
Damn, I need to get a piece of that.
Almond nut butter.
What am I doing?
Oh, a Boomer. Do you like almond nut butter?
Avocado toast.
Oh,
semi-sweet chocolate morsels.
That
morsels.
And the other thing I don't know what it's like in the suburbs, but you know the biggest thing in New York City right now. And about every block's got one.
Yeah.
Are these new poke bowl places.
Yes.
Everyone's got a poke bowl.
What does that even mean?
So originally, poke was like tuna poke. It was like Pacific Ocean tuna.
Tuna poke.
Some kind of like Hawaiian soy sauce or something. It was
pokey.
Great, right?
Right.
But now everything's poke. So it started in California. And now every block in New York City has a poke place.
So is pokey the sauce?
I don't know, man. I was in a place
like
yesterday.
A chicken pokey?
Right near Clyde Frazier's. And they go, pokey here. I go, all right, let me go in and get a little poke. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I thought maybe it was like, you know, a happy ending or something. There's a new massage parlor, you know, four-hand pokey or something like that. So I go in there. And again, I told the story a few months ago. It's the same place I went I told Boomer about.
Yeah.
The thing about it, this one joint, is that there's just like raw fish that's been slapped into a container that's just sitting there all day. And these bougie millennials, I guess, like, oh, of the tuna, and oh, the salmon looks good, of the salmon. And then they have it with, like, caraway, I don't know what the hell it is. It's very strange. So I go in and I go, yo, give me the chicken and the rice.
So what are you? What are you, a millennial too? Are you going
a
in there slapping this stuff together?
No,
like
I slapped I choked that chicken right in the bowl.
Yeah.
I look at it, there was chicken. There was, I mean, it can't be, it's not like they found a tuna in the Hudson, right?
True, true.
And we're like, well, here's your tuna, we just caught it this morning.
Where do you think they get all this stuff from?
I don't know, I think they make it up.
The ocean.
I don't think it's from the ocean anymore. I think they've like farm-raised salmon and stuff.
But I just kind of feel like
but
we're just going
to... What is
that
can't
show I watch where they're farming in the ocean in Alaska?
Yeah, yeah. That's
that
good,
called?
Too. That's called...
Deadliest Catch.
Yes. No, not Deadliest Catch. That's
yes.
Deadliest Catch for crabs. You're talking about tuna.
Yeah, I was That's talking about. But I was talking about the show Deadliest Catch.
Wicked Tuna.
Wicked Tuna.
No, I'm not
Wicked
talking about
tuna. We're going to run out of tuna. In our lifetime, we will run out of tuna.
Right.
Because if you
how are we not going to run out of lobster and crab and everything else and oysters and
like
clams?
Rabbits.
Is that way it is?
Yeah.
Cows. Where are they getting?
Yeah,
the
I'll
cows?
Tell you what. You think about the amount of food just eaten here in New York City. Think about that for a second.
Now you get pokey at every street corner. Where's all that tuna coming from?
You know, as they say, you could eat at a different restaurant for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of your life if you live to 75 and never eat at the same place twice.
I'm trying, man.
Think about that.
You're
I know
well
you are.
On your way.
I'm well on my way. No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
What else you got, Jerry?
So I found a place they call it a Salameria. You know what that is?
Not like bacteria?
Is that for cheese?
It's, dude, cheese and cured Italian meats.
There you go.
Slap that in a bowl and call it dinner.
Yeah, cheese it up, baby.
It's great. What else?
Diarrhea. So the Yankees win 6-5. Here was Austin. And by the way, the game was a mess. And you have something to worry about, oh, by the way. Well, big concern.
Big concern.
So, yeah, what am I worried about?
Well, Aroldis Chapman should have been off last night, but Chasen Shreve was a gas bag.
Shreve sucks. He's always sucked.
So they bring in Chapman. He gives up a hit, double.
Man, I'll tell you what.
His spin rate, Craig, lowest it's been in 3 years.
See, there are problems there. There are big problems there.
That's
because if you're Chapman and you're sitting there and the Yanks have a 6-1 lead in the ninth, right?
You shut it down.
You're pretty much, you're thinking about, all right, what restaurant are we going to? Who am I calling? All that stuff. What buddies are we going to meet out? Like, I'm making plans, right?
Strippers and porn stars.
I'm not saying that's the plan, Jerry. Why can't a guy just have a nice steak with his buddies and go home and watch porn and then go to bed?
I said strippers as well.
Right. So, and then all of a sudden they're like, and he should have known too. You bring Shreve in, you better start warming up. It's like bringing Tyler Clippard in. Hey, Aroldis, Clippard's going to go in. You might want to start loosening up the old bone.
You know, it just goes to show you how important these late inning pitchers are, man.
Is that right?
The reason I say that is because, all right, it's been Clippard, and everybody can look at Clippard and say, okay, he's having an off
brutal
last month. He's been terrible. But, you know, beginning of the year, he was good, though.
Shreve blows.
You know, timeout.
No, he had a bad night.
Oh, my God.
Shreve
has
blown for 2 years.
But it just goes to show you how one guy can go in there and all of a sudden not be his night and then basically put the team in peril.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's why those guys get paid what they get paid. You always say, oh, you're paying this guy for throwing 15 pitches.
I've never
blah,
once
blah, blah,
that
blah, 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 blah.
In 10 years.
Yes, you have.
I've never once
yes,
said
yes, you have. You're always pitching a complaint about how much money these guys make.
I've never once said boo about it.
And then when they go out there and they don't do their job and they do something negative, then all of a sudden it's their fault and let's tar and feather them, get rid of them. Jesus, God. Relax.
Michael Kay responded to my text message, but he did something really douchey I'm pissed about. He gave my phone number out to other people.
To who?
To other people on the
Paul
show.
Paul O'Neill?
No, I don't care. No, he gave it to that little chipmunk that works with them.
Oh, here we go. Now
I'm saying now I'm getting...
He's been in this.
Yeah. Now I'm getting text messages from this talentless hack. And I'm like, yeah, dude, you don't give the number out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of wrong.
You should write him a note saying...
Although I gave his number to you.
Yeah, that's different. We're in the business.
Well, so are they.
what
do you mean?
Not really, though.
Not really? Yes, they are.
But not really.
I saw a tweet
like, don't
that
give
they
my
have the number one show or something last night.
Or something. Come on.
Did you see that?
What?
I saw a tweeted last night, something about them having a number one show or something.
They had this one week where the stars and the moon and the planets were aligned, and one guy named Fred in the Bronx happened to have them on by mistake.
Oh, okay.
And like, woohoo, we win. Great.
All right, great.
Woo-hoo,
well, it's good. It's a first. You'd be
tapping. Yeah, you ain't lying.
You'd be all over it.
If I lost 973 consecutive weeks and finally it was a blind squirrel that found a nut once, I'd be all over it. You know,
I like this. This is Craig defending Mike.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not defending Mike. I'm just saying, don't give my number out to other people, dummy.
All right. Well, maybe you should call him and tell him that. As opposed to telling him on the airwaves so millions of people can listen.
Yeah, I wrote back, who is this?
I'm the best there is.
That's my man.
Look at that lobster they found yesterday in Boston.
It's a big lobster.
That's a big lobster.
Huh? That doesn't look real.
What do you mean
that's real? That's
real?
What's not real?
Every time
that?
I go to a restaurant, I see lobsters in the tank. They're never that
Why
big.
Why don't you stop going to cheaper?
Live lobster found in luggage at Boston Airport.
It was they're finding someone's
exactly.
luggage?
Not yeah. real.
So that's a real lobster.
Somebody was smuggling a lobster?
Or somebody was bringing a lobster.
From where to where? Where was the flight?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Someone was smuggling a 20-pound lobster. And you know what happened? The baggage was over to 50 pounds. They probably go, hey, listen, you got to readjust the bag. The guy opens up and there's a lobster in it.
TSA agents at Boston Logan Airport got up close and personal with a 20-pound live lobster discovered in a passenger's checked luggage Sunday.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Yeah, that's what happened. He's probably over the weight limit. They're like, that's $5.
It's certainly the largest lobster I've ever seen. McCarthy, he's a TSA agent, has told the Boston Globe.
You got to eat it, right?
You got to eat that.
Yeah,
thing.
But do they confiscate it?
Lobsters are allowed to travel and check baggage, provided that they are transported in clear plastic spill-proof containers.
That's so stupid, by the way. What, is someone going to put a bomb inside a lobster claw, really?
A TSA officer will... inspect your lobster at the checkpoint, the site promises.
Can you imagine being the guy behind the dude with the lobster?
You're just trying to get
and you're
out.
Like, hey, what's up? What's going on here? Why is your weight? And then you see some guy holding up a 20-pound lobster. He's got like a leash on it.
See what you can't
like,
say
are you
anything.
Kidding me? We're all waiting here because you're bringing a lobster on the plane?
You cannot in any way, shape, or form take for granted about what you just said. You did. It was a flippin' stupid remark.
You think someone's going to put a firecracker in
Why
a lobster?
Not?
Why not? You never
Come
know,
on.
Man. You never
I,
know.
But, so how
I'm
does
sorry.
The,
that's the world
on.
We live in
How
now.
Does the clear plastic bag prevent that?
Can you have some common sense?
Yes. Don't
please.
Bring a lobster on a plane.
Well,
how about that for common
well,
sense?
Well, maybe.
That
there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, but hold on. How does... If you have the lobster...
Yeah.
Not in a bag... If you here's the problem. You put that lobster in a bag and people say, all right, he's done it the TSA way.
Right.
Then PETA's on your ass for choking the lobster out. You're suffocating the
How does the lobster not die?
Because they're lobsters. Mm. They're amphibious.
What does that mean?
They're ambidextrous.
Yeah, they're both righty and lefty.
Yep. You don't know this about lobsters, but lobsters...
I don't know
lobsters,
what that means.
They can chop you with the right claw or
boom,
the left
what,
claw.
How does
okay.
it stay alive boom. In flight inside a plastic
because,
bag?
Because, well, no, inside the plastic bag, it'll die because it can't breathe.
Right, it can't breathe. And it
well,
can't
they're
breathe.
Assuming you're going to kill it. But then if it dies in the bag, you can't eat it because then it goes bad.
Right, that's my point.
Which
that's
is why you should just left. Boil the bitch and then put it in your bag.
Maybe
and
some
it
guy,
home.
It sounds like smell. To me, some guy caught it up there in the Boston area and was probably bringing it back
showing it off to
somewhere to go and eat it.
Well, maybe
so
eat
it, Jerry.
Maybe he's going to save it. He was one of those like PETA members, you know.
PETA came.
So there was a crazy. I don't know if you saw this online the other day. I forget which subway station it was. There was a rat, like a 4 or maybe 6 pound rat.
Nice.
And the rat's dying, and it's like, oh, right.
Yes.
And there's a woman out there. Telling everyone, stay away, we gotta save him. And they're like, excuse me?
What?
And the rat's like, I'm gonna die. And she goes, everybody back up. We gotta give the rat some space.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Why does that surprise you? People are crazy.
And the rat's like, I'm good. And the rat's like kind of rolling over. Rigor mortis is about to set
Come
in.
Over here, touch
it's like
so
one last attempt
to
get out. And this woman's like, everybody back up. Give him some room to breathe. I have morons. What else, Jerry?
Starlin Castro strained a hamstring last
night. Oh, that's problematic. That is really
that
problematic.
That is problematic. I
Again,
agree.
Now he was having an all-star season and everything else, and now he's probably done for the year.
No, he's not done for the year.
Oh, he's not done for the year?
No, he's not done for the year.
That's right. He doesn't play for the Mets.
Tonight, Luis Severino, Jose Quintana are your starters. Red Sox did win.
They did. Like, I want to ask you one question. You're going to do the Mets? You get the Mets, right? Yeah, give me
They're
the Mets.
They're playing the Marlins.
All right. Okay, so over under for Giancarlo Stanton's home run total against the Mets.
How many games?
Were they playing 3 games?
Yeah, I would think so. I didn't look, but I think so, yeah.
11.
No, it's 11. Not 11.
Over under, I would say 4.
No, it's got to be. They can't. The over under can't be 4.
Why?
Because it's only
gotta
3 games. The over under's got to be
three?
Like 2.5.
2.5?
I'd probably say 1.5 is a better over-under.
Every superstar we play against ends up ripping the cover off the ball against us. So I was just...
You would take over 2.5?
I would take over 2.5.
That's going to be... I would take that bet all day.
You would?
The real over-under should probably be 1.5.
But what do you want to make it?
Well, I mean, I know you're going to take the over anyway, so
well,
I'm going
to
make it 5.
Well, no, you're not. I mean, I wouldn't bet
you. To be fair,
because you don't pay your bets.
Gazelman, Matson, Lugo.
That's right.
Gazelman, Matson, Lugo.
Yes.
The over under legitimately would be 1.5.
All right, so I'll take the over.
For breakfast. Fine. Great.
That you're not going to buy.
I mean, I've bought breakfast every day for 9 consecutive years.
I haven't asked you.
No one has ever chipped in a
five.
That's not true. That's not true.
A penny.
I buy coffee every day.
If you add it up.
You do. Thank
the
you.
Amount
you're
of
welcome.
Money I've spent on breakfast for you knuckleheads.
No.
I mean, it might
on,
be $100,000.
Time out. Yeah. You don't buy the breakfast for the knuckleheads. You buy the breakfast for you.
Oh, yeah, I buy a dozen bagels for myself.
That's what you do, yes.
No, I don't.
Al, have you ever asked him, hey, Craig, mind buying some bagels today?
But you may not.
You have not, right?
Because
nobody's ever asked him anything.
You don't have
do
to,
you bring your wasa bread and peanut butter powder every day?
You may not ask, but I do it for you.
That's very nice.
I don't see you shying away from it because you didn't ask for it.
If it's there, why not
right.
enjoy it?
I get a few. I think it's part of I'm glad that I can afford it. It's my pleasure to buy you guys breakfast.
No, it's not.
But
no,
9 years later,
no,
I don't know anything about money.
It's a setup. Let me get myself breakfast. I'll buy more, and then I can throw it in their face when no one else does
it. No, it has nothing to do with that. Don't you understand what this is?
I don't
know. This is his sickness that he has. He gets there in the morning, he has to go online, and he has to order something, and he has to have somebody deliver it.
Well, that's
just, it's like, it's a sickness. It's like an addiction that you have.
My wife said the same thing.
Yes.
Maybe there's something to it.
And Al, we've been talking about this for years and years, and there's
he
the food that he doesn't eat.
Breakfast.
But no,
morning.
That was, as you know, this was the display plate, so people would see how wonderful the food looks here. Egg white omelet, potatoes, sausage, bacon. So you go, if I'd like a plate, they'd make you a nice display plate first.
Oh,
look how perfect that is.
It does look
But you notice how nothing's running off the plate.
No.
It's perfectly situated on the plate. Potatoes in there, section, sausage, sideways, sectional. The bacon, perfect. The egg white omelet, perfectly crafted. That's how you present food. Like, most places could take a lesson from Trump here. That's how you present.
He also has a submarine.
Shut up!
Making breakfast great.
Well, I was in the city of three. I had to get a turkey sandwich for the road.
What are you doing with yourself?
He's just
driving in a three.
You think this is all a setup. It's not a setup. It's just something that he can't
I went to the... There's a place on Hudson Street, like Hudson and... I don't know where it is. King, I guess, is like one of those, you know, 24-hour places. And these two very nice Chinese men working there, and I do magic tricks for them every morning. So I go in every day. I buy a deck of cards. I get a turkey sandwich, and I do magic tricks.
Every day you buy a deck of cards.
Yeah. Yes.
Why not just keep the same deck of cards?
Well, because I typically lose them. So I go in, and the one guy, the older gentleman, does not speak any English. And it's fascinating when I find his card and how he reacts to it. It's wonderful.
Great.
Well, they say sex, food, and magic.
And magic.
Are the three universal languages.
Got it. Fantastic.
That's what we do. What else, Jerry?
Russell Westbrook.
Excuse me?
What?
What did he say?
Did you just ask me what?
I was wondering if he has sex with them.
No, I did not. Yet. But I'm working on it. No, with the older Chinese man.
Russell Westbrook, your MVP. Mike D'Antoni, Coach of the Year. Draymond.
Russell Westbrook.
Are we going to do this every
MVP.
Hour?
Yeah.
Every hour.
Great Cartini. Now look at me.
Willie Hernan Gomez of the Knicks, from all rookie teams. That's kind of cool, right? Maybe? No? Hello?
I mean, it's like being the tallest dwarf in the circus, but it's something.
Well, it's nice for him. And then just Nick Fairley, who's on the Saints now, is going to miss the entire
for
year.
For what?
Heart condition or some ailment. And I guess there have been some experts that have told him your career's over.
I would think so, right.
Well, I guess he'll seek
no one wants to hear that, of course, though.
That's a terrible story.
Boomer and Cardin on the Fan, live up in Briarcliff Manor for the 4th annual TikTok Stop Celebrity Golf Tournament. As we raise money to help find a cure for Tourette's one day, but in the meantime, fund research into help mitigating the tics that are associated with Tourette's and fund a Camp Cardin, which is going to enjoy its 4th year this summer as well. With 60 young boys and girls between the ages of 9 and 14 attending a one-week sleepaway camp. And that's why we're here, and we got lots more to come.
All right, a ticket drop brought to you by your local Tri-State Ford dealers right now. Be calling number 7 at 866-540-9326 to win tickets to see Queen featuring Adam Lambert as they take the stage Wednesday, July 26th at Prudential Center. In Newark. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Oh, my God, Eddie. It's all from the Fan. Oh.
Listen to that voice.
I'd love to get a hit. I want a hit off of Keiko. I'd love to get a hit.
Some would say she's the best tennis player of all time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.